She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we also broadcast live on the internet, live on the web. So, anyway, today we have a room of lots of people. We have Earl Tarao. Good afternoon.
Hi, George. Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
No nervous. Relax. And we have Joe McGinn.
How's it, George? Thanks for having us.
And his wife.
Hi.
So, okay. Anyway, they're all part of the 50 State Ethanol Project. And the board. But before we get there, I'd like to send out a big mahalo to Bill Aki from Molokai for donating a generous donation to Automotive 101. Now and then we have people donating and helping out the radio show. What is this? The 26th, Earl? The 26th is our
March 26th. Yeah.
Yeah, March 26th is the ethanol forum, where I'm going to be talking about ethanol, the good, the bad, whatever, and people against or for that ethanol project or fuel are invited to come. The more the merrier. I'm recommending that the people of Hawaii get proactive, because if my info is correct, the world is going to run out of oil in 2 years. Yes, a lot of people say there's a lot of oil. Okay, if there is a lot of oil, and that is true, why do you think the oil price, the gas prices is going up? Gas prices go up when supply goes down. Think about it. It's common sense, folks. If you have just a stockpile of oil, wouldn't the gas go down so they can sell more, they entice more people to buy more gas? It's common sense. And if you're running out of that, you bring up the price. You're going to see prices in Hawaii going up to $5 a gallon. And it's not going to stop there. Okay? And so you grumble. You complain. You call Abercrombie. You call everybody and complain. All the oil company is going to say is, if you don't like it, don't buy it. We'll just pull out. They pull out of Hawaii. Then what are you going to do? Huh? You're going to drill into the volcano to see if you can find oil? They have the hammer over our heads. What choices do we have? Do we have a choice? No. So you say, okay, everybody switch to electric. How many of you out there can buy an electric car? 99% of them barely can afford a gasoline car. Think for the good of Hawaii. You need to have alternative fuel. And the most easiest, friendliest fuel is ethanol. I don't care what the boaters say and everybody say, the small engine clinics say. Do they have proof? Do they have proof? If they went into a court of law, do they have proof that the ethanol eats the rubber? Prove it. Do they have the ethanol? No. I have the ethanol. I can show you. It doesn't affect rubber, plastic, fiberglass, and everything else. Okay? And next time you have a chance, folks, grab hold of a vodka bottle and look at the ingredients. What does it say? Ethanol and water. Okay? So if ethanol was bad, how can you drink it? Okay? So, anyway. Earl here, in the studio, has been running ethanol for a while. How do you like it?
Great. Let me give you a little background, George. As you remember, you allowed me to try that way back many years ago, maybe 6 years ago, when 92 was, supposedly 92. And I tried it in my Suzuki, and I got 5 miles per gallon more. So just right off the bat, without doing anything, and it was only 2 gallons of it, it really helped me. Mileage improved, performance improved, and I even had to drive it on the long distance run just to use it up so I can get the mileage on it so I can report back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been working great.
But what happened after they came out with so-called 10% ethanol?
That's a good point, yeah. After that, it didn't run as good. And when I put it in, it didn't get that performance like that pre-ethanol gasoline. So something happened, and what? I don't know.
Something is in the gas.
It must have been, because it ran good before.
And what they also did was when they came out with this mandate of 10% ethanol, they asked to be allowed to lower the octane 3 numbers. So adding, because they said that if they have to add the 10% ethanol, the octane would be 3 numbers higher. Well, I did the tests, and this is how I'm able to say on the radio that adding 10% does not add even 1 number to the octane. I tried 30% and it barely went up 1 number. Okay? So the oil companies know that by adding ethanol you'll get better gas mileage. So they wanted to lower the octane, so give ethanol the bad name that by putting ethanol in you get less gas mileage. Okay, but you did the test, right?
Exactly, and it's complete opposite of that.
Fantastic, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
In fact, I still use it. I was at your shop the other day, and I got some put in my wife's van. I drove it personally just to get the feel of it. Mm-hmm. I felt the difference. Mm-hmm. Idle smoother, starts easier.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't burn up a lot of it, but just driving home from the service station, I put Tesoro 92 and did a great job. So my wife's in the process of driving it now. It's her car, so she's going to report back to me.
Hmm. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have any questions about the problems you get with ethanol or whatever problem you have with your car or comment you want to make, 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. And we have Joe McGinn here. And Joe, you tried the ethanol, but how did you like it?
I loved it. I have a 2001 Toyota Tacoma truck, and she's been pretty reliable for me. But I gotta be honest, before I tried the ethanol, I would have a hard time going up Red Hill. I'd be in the right lane with everyone passing me, and it sounded like my truck was about to fall apart, struggling to make it up. From the moment we put the ethanol in, just 2 gallons to a full tank, my truck idled smoother, just sitting in park with the AC full blast. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, when I pushed the pedal, it went and it took off. I could make it up Red Hill going speed limit.
Good. Anyway, here's a reminder. The Nifty's 50's Oldies Bash for this year will be October 14th. And last year, they were sold out before the deadline. So I would recommend, if you intend to attend this fantastic bash, be sure, I think I better tell Wendell, It's not nifty's 50s. It should be the fantastic 50s and 60s bash, because it is fantastic. And girl, you never went, yeah?
Not yet, no.
Ay, man, you missed it. I tell you.
That good, huh?
You know, it's from 5 to midnight, and, you know, it went like 1 hour. Before we knew it, they're telling us, get out of there. You know, we're looking at our watch and saying, it's 12 o'clock already? Mm. I mean, you know when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun, yeah.
Yeah. When it's boring, time drags.
Okay, I'll be here. I'm going to attend this one then. Definitely.
Then you better get in there early, yeah. Because a lot of people, I think 200 or 300 people were turned away.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
So I know Wendell Kwan was trying to get another location, bigger place, but he couldn't find anything. So we're back to the same Pacific Beach Hotel, and we're limited, so up to you.
Okay.
I'm already in. I was first in line. I'm not missing this.
Okay.
So anyway, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Oh, and incidentally, you can call Wendell Kwan, or you can go to nifty50sbash.com, I think. Is that it?
We have niftysoldiesbash.net.
Oh, okay. That's what do you call?
Go check out the website. Yeah. You have the registration forms. You can download it and send it in.
Yep. And you can sit on the same table with all your friends. So you don't have to go thinking who you're going to see there or whatever. You can get a group of people together and everybody can sign up and sit on the same table and have a blast. And Earl Safari Cha went last year and he and I was having a blast. I mean, watching these oldie guys think they're 18 again. Was funny. I tell you. Anyway. Good morning, Wanda. Nice to see you. You made it.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. That long, huh? Anyway. How's your trivia for today? People been calling me at the office and saying, hey, Wanda don't give no trivias. So I told them, yeah, she forgot.
Okay, instead of making it first and second, I'll just make it first, and later on I'll do second. Mm-hmm. After somebody gets the first. So on one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. And who was it for number one?
Okay, and the prize is donated by Cresta Cleaning Center. Cresta Cleaning Center has AMSOIL, so now you can buy your AMSOIL from Cresta Cleaning Center, and he also has that wonderful cleaner called the Degreaser 2000, and many, many other stuff. But go check it out. And that prize that you get from this trivia, I tell you, is good prizes. It's not chintzy stuff. It's good stuff. Okay? So, anyway. We have that forum coming up on the 26th. We're going to try to remind you. Let's get involved, folks, at the McKinley High School cafeteria, March 26th, 2 to 5. Okay? And we're going to cover everything about ethanol there, and also think about what would happen to Hawaii if there's no oil. And if I'm wrong and we have oil, what harm is it to have competition for the oil companies? Then when you have competition, you can't go to $5 a gallon and ethanol is $3 a gallon. The gas going to have to come down to $3 a gallon. Think about that. If there's no competition, they have a free hand, and they have a chokehold on Hawaii. You, the people of Hawaii, if you want to get away from that chokehold, get to that forum, and let's get organized. Okay?
George, if people want to find out more information about the forum, we do have a website set up. It is 50thStateEthanol.com. Again, that's www.50thStateEthanol.com. Got full information about the ethanol forum up there. And you can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/50thStateEthanol.
Okay. So, there's no excuse that we shouldn't have over 1,000 people there. The more the better. And we have also invited the politicians. You be the witness and see how many politicians really think about you. You the people of Hawaii. They only think about you when they're running for office. What about now? We'll see. We'll see who shows up. They all got an invitation. Okay? Anyway, Wanda, do you have any takers for your trivia? No, no trivia. Okay, we got to go to break, and we'll be right back with Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great, and I'm going to try to keep it under 1 minute, so I'm going to get right to it because I know you got a lot of guests. I know gas prices are high, and I know people drive slower to save gas, but if you're going to drive slower, please keep to the right on the freeway. If you go in the fast lane, the big trucks are going to run you over. If you're in the middle lane, everybody's trying to pass around you. And it's just a bad situation. So if you're driving slower, keep to the right. Let everybody be safe and take care. And on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Wow, that was fast. Folks, watch out. We're going to have a hurricane. Bob just went under a minute. Wow. Anyway. Okay. Again, the second ethanol forum will be at McKinley High School cafeteria, March 26th, that's this month, 2 to 5. Okay? Try to be there, try to spread the word, get more people there. Lights on at night, that's a gut, and you have to do it. It's for safety, folks. Turn on those lights. Okay? And the gas prices, like Bob said, yes, it's going to go up. It's going to go to $5. How many of you can afford it? Think about it. And it's going to raise food prices. It's not the ethanol that's raising the food price. It's the oil companies. Hello? They gotta deliver the food. They don't go angel power. They move diesel fuel and gasoline. Okay? So, we gotta do something, folks. Okay? And they're still trying to do the rail. I cannot believe this. We don't have the money, and they're gonna do the rail. And the politicians are gonna add on a 1% increase tax on condominiums and properties that have maintenance fee. They're tacking on 1% tax on the maintenance fee, folks. You gotta get proactive and say something. You gotta go in there, grab them by the hair, and pull them out of office. How can they be taxing the people when the people are struggling? Gas prices going up, taxes going up. The only thing going down is your money in your wallet and purse. So, what's up with that? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? We'd like to hear from you, especially on the Outer Islands. We rarely hear from the Outer Islands. I know they just like to hear for entertainment. Well, time to get proactive and get involved. So, Earl here is one of the original investors in 50 State Ethanol. He has the vision, right?
Well, George, if I don't do what I feel I can do, which is limited because of the time constraints I have, that was my way of saying that I'm serious about it. Because when I tried it, they made a believer out of me. And every guy that says, hey, that ethanol's no good, I always look at him and I go, have you tried it? And there's not a one guy that said, yeah. I said, if you tried it, you wouldn't be saying that. They go, yeah, but you know, I read this. And I go, you read it, but did you try it? And they have no rebuke to that because they haven't tried it. And like I say, you are gracious enough to let me try it. And if you never did, and I never did, I probably would be like them too. Because, you know, the messages out there are so strong and so convincing that it's hard to dispute too. And I can understand how they feel, but as soon as you ask them, have you tried it? That's the proof right there. And that's what made me a believer.
Yeah. How can people say it's no good, it eats rubber, it eats the gas tank, eats the damage to the engine and all that? The small engine clinic and repair shops all condemn ethanol. Where's the proof?
And if like you say, in Brazil they used it that long, they must have small engines over there. They must run them in the boats. So
tons of it.
So how can that be? And you know, on a boat it's way more critical than a car, because when you're stuck out there, you're stuck. So you know, I'm sure they researched that before they did it, and they're doing it still. So I can't understand. That's well, I understand why we're all being misled. And you know, I can't say, you know, just a little background, I can't say I'm an expert. I'm just a regular guy, but I take care of the cars in this business that I'm part owner of, and that's how I got into trying it. And this kind of goes back to being raised in California in the 60s and kind of being a car guy. I always liked cars. It was fun. That was what we did. And even your theme music, the 409, the Beach Boys, I grew up at that time, and they were right near where we were, and they used to cruise Hawthorne Boulevard with us. And they used to have races there, you know, from one block to the next, go through the A&W root beer stand on Hawthorne Boulevard. That's where I raised. That's what we did for fun. So when I hear that music, that kind of reminds me of those guys, and they were always challenged by the 426 Dodge at the time, but these guys had the fast car. Mm-hmm. And my friend had a 348 Chevy with the four-speed and with the solid lifters, so when he went through, you hear that clack, clack, clack of those lifters. Oh, that was like music in those days. And he had that tri-power, and we'd race. And, you know, I mean, I hope my kids aren't listening, because we did a lot of things like that. But yeah, it was fun. It was, you know, in those days, that's what you did.
That was the best days.
Oh, that was great. I tell you,
today sucks.
Oh, hey, George, you and I were lucky to be raised in that era.
Yes,
you
know? Right.
So I moved here in 76, and like I said, I took care of the cars, and after trying this out, it made me a believer.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Too bad we didn't have ethanol back then.
Oh, yeah, you know, but it was the gas was 35 cents a gallon. Had gas wars. If it get down to 25 cents, you'd fill your tank with $5. And a friend of mine had a father for an engineer, and he would tell him to put the mothballs in the gas. And we thought he was crazy. But he would put the mothballs in, and we would go maybe one-third further on that tank full of gas. We'd cruise Hollywood Boulevard. We'd drive all night. Four guys would put a dollar quarter together. Get $5, fill the tank, and go. Hey, we just had so much fun. Those were the days. Just gas was cheap, and you go anywhere, Hollywood Boulevard, all those days. Great.
Yeah, life was good.
Life was
and
great.
And people had money.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. But now, the oil company saw this and got greedy.
Mm.
They said, I want to have the money. So they took all our money.
Yeah.
So nobody cruises. We don't have that no more.
You can't do that. You can't afford it. You know when the tank is going to cost you $100 to fill, how are you going to burn a tank of gas?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I wouldn't, you know, if you would have told me in those days it was going to come to this, I would have said, no way, how can, you know. But here we are. We're facing it. It's right around the corner. Scary, mm-hmm. but it's just the way it is. And even in L.A., the oil companies and the car companies got together. They got rid of the trains that used to run from southern L.A. through downtown. And now they're putting them back. And now you think about that. You had something, you got rid of it, and now you're building it back. So it's costing them way more than that. And they're going backwards. That just shows you the power of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
You know? It's the money.
It's the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'll find it. Okay. So anyway, Wanda, you want to repeat your trivia again?
We have Dean on the line.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. You know, while we're on this topic about ethanol and all, I'm telling you, not only are gas prices going sky high, they're doing something to touch or taint the gasoline that even my weed whacker and my lawnmower, I now have to use a mixture of ethanol. I cannot get it to run the way it used to on just straight gasoline unless I spike it with ethanol. That's why I always have to have a supply of ethanol handy.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it is?
Again, how else are the oil companies going to maximize profit? They have to taint the gas somehow so that, you know, likewise, you know, whether they're putting this so that, you know, I don't know, the gas can spread more. They're either thinning it out or tainting it somehow. So that just for the sake of maximizing profit.
Hmm.
It's just like, you know, like, okay, maybe, you know, when something's too rich and you thin it out, spread it out among, you know, the, among, you know, a population of people. Evidently, that's what they must be doing.
Hmm, could be, but you need to have proof.
Yeah.
Again, you know, you cannot be like everybody else that says ethanol's no good.
Yeah.
Without any proof.
What happens is that they're tainting the gas, so it renders the ethanol useless, is what's happening.
Hmm.
The ethanol is good. But, you know, naturally, if you put a conflicting ingredient in the gasoline, that's when you get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. And let's hear from the Outer Islands. Okay? We want to know if... how they feel, especially on Maui. I suppose they have the highest price in the state on gasoline. I heard Hana Maui is over $5.
Mm-hmm.
How can these people afford it? That really beats me. You know, I don't know. Anyway, so Joe, what do you think is the answer?
Well, what is the question?
What do you think is the answer for this high cost of fuel?
We need an alternative. Without competition, these oil companies can do whatever they want to do. And they're doing it to us right now.
You know, what choice do you have?
We don't. We have no choice. If we want our car to go, we need to go to a gas station right now. If we had another choice, I believe competition would make things much more affordable.
Well, this is my prediction. My prediction is the way people are in Hawaii are so relaxed, and they depend on their politicians to take care of them. That's why they don't get excited about anything. They go to the beach, relax, take in the sun, you know, catch the wave. No big deal. Listen to Hawaiian Automotive 101. For entertainment, to listen to other people's problems. And that's it. As far as getting proactive and doing something about it to save the state of Hawaii, no, they want you to do it. Okay? Okay, now, How many of you, when you go to the gas station and use your credit card to fill gas, when you're done, push on the clear button? How many of you do that? I don't see anybody raising their hands. The reason for the pushing the clear button is so that the person in the kiosk or in the convenience store cannot run a charge on your credit card. Okay, if you don't push that clear button, somebody can, that cashier in the booth can run up a tab on your credit card. So clear it, folks, and don't use the cell phone at the pump. It doesn't, it's not just a good, you know, cause of fire, but it can throw the computer off and charge you more for gas. So if you want to pay more, use the phone. So for you gas station owners, encourage them to use the phone. You'll sell more gas with less gas going out. How's that? Pretty good, yeah? Maybe I shouldn't say too loud, because the oil company is going here and they're going to encourage people to use the phone. You make more sales with no product.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay. So, anyway, ethanol is the way to go. Okay? So, here we go for a break again.
Yes, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guests today are Joel McGinn and Earl. What's your last name?
Terrell.
Terrell.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's really
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let's get to calls.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, George, what were you saying about that clear button?
Okay, when you run a credit card on your gas pump,
right?
Okay, and you're through, you finish pumping gas, and you hit for the receipt to be printed or whatever. But before you leave, push the clear button. There's a button that says clear.
Yeah, it says cancel.
Yeah, yeah. Cancel or clear.
Yeah.
And clear it.
What about if you go in like long and you use a card like that? Is that the same thing? Or
if it has the same thing, yes, push the clear.
But if it doesn't have a clear button, then somebody still can tap it?
No.
Oh, okay. Because the ones that say clear is there for a reason. That's why it says clear.
Yeah, that's right.
Without people knowing that that's what that clear button was looked for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. Now, you know, is there any study out of Brazil where they use the ethanol, where they say that all these things that people think that it's false?
If you go on the computer and check on Brazil ethanol, you can see the history going back over 45 years. Yep. Because they had a bad run-in with the oil companies, and they said, forget it, we'll do ethanol.
Now, is ethanol, if somebody tried to make it, would that take a lot to try to make it?
No. It's simple.
But they would have to have like a crop of sugarcane.
The Hawaiians made ethanol way back.
Meaning the kolihau?
Yeah.
So that's the same as ethanol?
Yes.
The same thing?
Same thing, different name.
So you could pour that kolihau into your gas tank?
You got to dehydrate it before you put it into gasoline.
Okay, so you got to dehydrate. How do you do that?
You got to boil it.
There's the process.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're running 100% ethanol, then you don't have to dehydrate it.
Oh, if you're running 100%?
Yeah.
Now, the cars are not suited to run 100% right now. Or you said that the computer will adapt to it?
Some cars, the computers will accept it slowly. Not all cars. But we're working on some programs to reprogram computers so that it will accept the ethanol.
Okay. Also, when are you going to make like a little guidebook for us? Shows all your information. I would be willing to buy it.
We're working on the web page, which will consist of everything that would you would like to know about.
Okay, so then if we have a printer, we could go online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Print it all out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even better than that, if I may add, is to attend the forum and see with your own eyes and ask that question and question it.
Yeah,
because that's what made me a believer when I tried it and saw it with my own eyes.
Now, George, the other week you were talking about in India, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That they were kind of skeptical first, and then now they said that they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that you were saying.
Yep.
So in India, they're using it right now?
It's pretty much all over the world, but the big problem is trying to make it.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah, China is in Brazil now, and so is Japan, trying to learn about ethanol. So they're not thinking about green, they're thinking about fuel.
Yeah, right.
Because the world is running out of oil.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We got your favorite friend, Damien Farias.
Hey, the dinosaur.
Yes. You share my in for the 50s, nifty 50s.
The what?
You told me I was in for sure for the nifty 50s this coming October.
Well, according to Wendell Kwan, he said you're the special guest.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure. I only called one to give her a suggestion on a trivia. And they said, well, I can talk to George.
Okay.
And Rolling Bob was on. The only question I had is, where does he find all these people driving slow on the highway? Because the only ones I see driving slow are those above 80. The age of 80. Most of them going, you're doing 55, 60, even 65 on a freeway, and it looks like you're standing still.
I know. That's what I was going to ask Bob, but he hung up fast.
Yeah, because, you know, if they keep driving that way, maybe $5 a gallon of gas is what we need to slow them down.
Yeah, except for this 85-year-old lady.
Yeah.
Ellen, she's on 100% ethanol.
Uh-huh.
With her Corolla, you know. No conversion.
Okay.
Burn rubber across the intersection and take off. And her sister that's riding in the passenger seat, hanging on for dear life. She said, my sister is crazy.
Now, you're not talking about the lady I just delivered on Thursday.
No.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to tell you, thank you for the two deliveries, the one we had on Thursday and Friday.
Very yeah. Nice. They're very happy with the car.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, Damien is Maui Toyota, and I've known Damien from way back. He's a old dinosaur.
1966.
Yeah, very, very smart man. He's the one gave me the idea of Waikiki Grand Prix race, like Long Beach, right?
Yeah, like Long Beach.
That brings money, right?
Well, if they keep doing it, it must be in the city of Long Beach. I don't think that city has a deficit.
No. It looks nice, that city, right?
Exactly. And they do it in the area where the Queen Mary,
yeah.
Harbor front.
Yeah. So how come we don't do it in Waikiki?
We don't have politicians with the sight. Like to see something.
You're just trying to be polite.
Well.
Because I heard what you say.
What, you know, George, what I can't understand, and I'm looking at politicians from Maui, up there at the capital right now. I mean, some of them are young men that I used to know. I've known for years because they lived on Maui for 35 years. When I hear some of the stuff they're saying since they became elected, I'm puzzled because I've known them for years, and I can't understand where their thoughts are coming from today. Unless it's something in the air in the capital, that when you get there, you get contaminated, and all of a sudden you're thinking it's all screwed up.
Mm-hmm. It must be.
Or either that, they go in with these ideas that are good, and they're told by the party, look, you can't come in here and do what you want to do. You got to do what the party tells you.
That's more like it. Dave Hagino told me that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, you tried for politics. Years yep. ago, I tried, and I found out that if you're a free thinker, they don't want you.
No, they don't want you.
That's right. You gotta sign on to the brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Be part of the gang.
Right. And as long as the union's going to control the economy in the state of Hawaii, I don't think we stand a chance.
Funny, yeah. The yep. union should wake up.
Well, the rank and file should wake up. It's not the rank and file. It's not the guy working for the and being union dude. It's the guys that are running the union.
Mm-hmm.
Got this thing all screwed up.
I think so.
You know, they're actually pitting neighbor against neighbor because your next door neighbor could be a member of the union. Real nice guy, you love him. But what his leaders are doing to the economy is hurting the guy next door, his neighbor, mm-hmm. who is part of the union.
That's right.
But anyway, this you know, it goes back to the beginning of statehood when all this stuff yeah. started to turn.
You know what you just did? You just revved up the blood pressure on Bob.
Well, my blood pressure has been revved up for a long time. I mean, you know, Blue, you and I, we started life in the
yeah.
in the labor force, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we looked up to these people. But as you progress in life, you become a little bit more successful. All of a sudden, you find out they push you across the line. Now, all of a sudden, you're making too much money. We got to tax you.
Yeah.
If you come back below the line, then you are friends again.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems that anybody who's successful, they want to hold you back.
I don't know.
And that's sad because yeah. the American dream is that everybody should be able to go as far as they can and become as successful as they can, as long as they're willing to work hard for it.
Yep. Bob, if you're listening, calm down, Bob. Take it easy.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nika on Automotive 101, and his guests are Earl Terrell and Joel McKinn.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back. Rolling again, and who's on the line?
We got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
My blood pressure is, I'm keeping it down.
You know how you keep it down, Rob?
Well, I was listening to you, Uncle Damien, talking to Uncle George, and I felt really good about what you guys were talking about. Because I grew up and worked all my life till I retired in a union, George. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I never voted for what they told me to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I don't know, it seemed like I could see the forest from the tree,
Yeah.
So anyway, so what I did, George, because of all of the outrageous, tax increases that they're getting ready to impose on all of us, they want us to give more, but they don't want to cut or spend less, right? It's just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Their philosophy and how they talk and try to spin everything is really weird. So what I did, George, was I called up all the Democrats, all their offices, and I told them, I'm just a private retired citizen born and raised here, and I just think it's really ridiculous what you're doing. Thank you very much. And they talked to me for a while. It's never the person you're calling.
No.
Right, George?
Yep.
Yeah. But, I don't care. I didn't vote for them anyway, but I'm going to at least take a few minutes to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It was Brake Oshiro that said that he uses a minimum of five calls, everybody out there, to make an assessment. This is something that the public doesn't really think or know about, that if they get at least five calls, they use that, George, as a percentage and a ratio of what the people are really feeling, what they're talking about, what those guys are doing. And that's something that they never, ever want you to know. But, here I am. Make a phone call, no big deal.
Make some more.
What they're doing to you. And that includes, by the way, George, the governor of our state now talking about, oh, yeah, GET, well, that's flexible. You hear that one the other day? Flexible.
Calm down, Rob.
sometimes you gotta laugh. I don't want to cry, George, but
calm down.
So, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Just make a phone call. Because what more can you do?
That's right.
You know, if you voted for these guys and you don't like what they're doing, then call in and say, hey, you know what, I voted for you or I didn't, but what you're doing is really pilau.
Yeah.
So, thanks, George, for letting me vent as usual.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got the sister of the 85-year-old.
Hello.
Oh, hi, George.
Hi.
Oh, thank you for yesterday. Oh, boy. I need a steering wheel on my side to hang on to the car.
Oh, your sister's the driver.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And my lady's going on the foot brake. Yeah, she loves it, you know. So I was thinking, where she's going, you know, going. And next thing you know, we're going towards Cali. I said, uh-oh. You're going to stop in George Place. Yeah. So she can go without that gasoline.
That ethanol.
Ethanol, yeah. So she had everything checked. She said, oh, my God, my car, you know, this and that. She said, no, I think she's going to hang on for a little while longer. So she tried to get to your place as often as she can. She said, oh, my, we're going for a ride. But I need another steering wheel, George.
I think you need a brake pedal.
Yeah, that too. Well, okay, Josh. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
So, we're getting more and more people coming in now. New people and trying the ethanol and calling back and saying how they love it and how all the negative propaganda they hear about ethanol is all BS. Because when they try it, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because even those two ladies were so convinced at that meeting where I met them, and I was just blown away by these, you know, they're elderly ladies, and her Corolla is her pet, and the way she raved about how great it was after the 100% ethanol, I go, oh. You know, all of you out there, they're real people. These aren't just made-up stories.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe here is nodding because he was there at the meeting.
Yeah. Come to the forum.
Yeah, come to the forum. Meet these people. Question them. If you have any doubts in your mind, come and ask.
Okay, who's next?
We have Nathan from Kahala.
Hey, Nathan.
Hello, George.
Hi.
How's it going, Joe, and how's it going, Earl?
Hi.
I just wanted my report on trying ethanol for the first time. Last week, Saturday, I stopped by your shop and we put in 2 gallons by siphon.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I left your shop, I went to Tesoro, put in 92, filled it up with 92 Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the time I got on the freeway, I instantly noticed how much more horsepower my truck had. It's a 2008 Nissan Titan, and let me tell you, the ethanol in that V8 is just amazing. By the time I got home, I noticed my foot got heavier, and, you know, I had all this newfound power that I had to learn how to control now. But it's just, the ethanol is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to encourage everyone out there, everyone listening to.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next?
We have John from Eva Beach.
Hi, John.
Oh, Mr. Nita, I called you a while back about some oil that I had, which is Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
I have the 515 and the 530.
Mm-hmm.
Could I mix that together and be okay, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you figure about two 515s and two 530s?
Yeah, you can mix it together, no problem.
Okay. It wouldn't ruin my engine.
No.
Outstanding.
But I would rather go with AMSOIL.
I can't find that.
Go to Crestec Cleaning Center. They have it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, the other question is, I'm hunting for a new battery. And I thought I heard you say something about Optima.
Optima is the number one battery.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is no color coding on the Optima?
I would go with the red.
The red?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We got Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. I just got a quick question. When you add the ethanol, and say you said the max is like about 30%,
Mm-hmm.
What would be like the octane rating at like 30%?
30%, depending on the type of gas you're running, it'll go up one number, just about one number.
So what do you mean? Like if it's 92, it'll be 93?
There's no 92.
Well, say 87, then it'll go up.
No, the highest octane we have, it's labeled 92, but it's 89.
Okay.
So it'll go up to 90.
90. Okay.
Yes. And that's so, it.
Okay, now my other question, well, so what about, you know, like, say I got a muscle car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm cutting the gas with race gas because I can't afford to run race, you know, straight race gas.
Oh, I would just use the Sorrel 92 octane and 3 gallons or 4 gallons of ethanol.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Would that bring it up to, but will the octane be enough? You know,
it'll be enough.
Cause I got 10.5 compression.
Oh, that's no big deal. It'll be enough where it won't detonate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big problem when I
because
punch it. That's when the thing detonates.
Yeah, so. See the ethanol has cooling. It's a cooler fuel, so it won't detonate.
Okay, so even though the octane rating is not as high as race gas, it'll still do the job.
Yeah, well, straight ethanol is 120, which is 10 over race gas.
Right.
And race gas is just out of this world on the costs.
You're telling me.
Yeah. So a lot of racers now on the Big Island, I understand they pay almost $1,000 a barrel.
Holy smoly.
It's killing their racing, so... I've been trying to tell them to go to ethanol.
Right.
It's far cheaper.
How much is the ethanol that you're selling?
$8.75.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's way cheaper than race gas.
Yeah.
That's even cheaper than that 100-octane stuff I've been buying.
Yeah, it's really cheap comparing to the race gas, and it's a lot more responsive than race gas.
Yeah.
You can run on your muscle car up to 50%, half and half. So half unleaded, half ethanol, just up the jet a little bit more.
Okay.
And that's it.
And if I get hooked on this thing, are we going to get a steady supply or is it like...
We're working on that to get it constant. And if we can get enough people at that March 26th forum, we're going to push for it more. With the bodies. Okay?
Okay, George. Thanks a lot for all the information.
Thank you. Okay. You got one more?
Yeah, we got Bob from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, George.
Yes, hurry up. We're running out of time.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. A moment ago, you spoke about a tax on the maintenance fee for condos.
Yes.
Did you have any more information? Is that a city proposal or a house or a senate? Can you tell me more?
The governor has proposed it.
Oh, that figures.
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and Earl Terrell and Joe McGinn for coming in and making Hawaiian Automotive 101 number one. Thank you, and see you all next week. Aloha.
AM 690 KHAS.